After Yosef reveals himself to the brothers and sends them back to Eretz Canaan, Yosef tells them, "Al tirgazu b'darach." Says Rashi, Perek Mem Hei Pasuk of Dalid, "Al tisasku b'dvar halacha, shelo tiragez aleichem haderach." Do not involve yourselves in discussion of halacha on your way, lest the way anger you, literally. Davar acher al tafsiu psi agasa. Do not walk in large steps. Both of those are based on Gemara and Tanis, as we'll see in a moment. Uti pshuto shel mikra yesh lomer lefi shayu nechlamim. They were embarrassed. Hayadoi shema yarivi bedarach al dvar mechirasa lesaketz. They're going to start up with each other and try to cast blame. Lomer al yad chadim kar atasafar teloshin tzipar teloshin hara ala v'gram telanu lesanaso. So just don't talk at all, don't get into any fights. But I want to focus today on the first part of Rashi, which are two pshatim in the Gemara in Tanis, Daf Yud Amud Beis. Take a look, the third page of the Marmar Kamos, about halfway down, Al Tirgus of Bederach, it's by the Os Beis in this edition of the Torah Or. Al Tirgus of Bederach, Amr Blazer, Amr Yosef Lachav, Altis Asku Bidvar Halacha. Do not involve yourselves in Dvar Halacha on your journey. Shema Tiragzu, Tirgzu Aleichem Haderech. Lest the road gang up against you. What does that mean? Look at Rashi, Tirgzu Aleichem Haderech Titau, lest it make you go astray. You'll get lost. So, does it mean that the way will get angry at you? It'll make you lost. The GPS is going to scream at you. Turn around and turn around when possible. Ini, Amar Rabbi Loi Bar Berechya, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, Shemahalchim Baderech Veminein Devei Torah Ruuy Lisareif. If you have two Tamidei Chachamim traveling and not discussing Devei Torah, that's pretty bad. So, how does that work? Gemara says, Lokasha, Hala Migras, Hala Yunei. No, the difference is whether you're just reviewing, whether you're just saying over, or whether you're involved in Ian. If you're just learning, repeating, that's not a problem, that's not going to cause you to get lost. But if you're involved in Ian, that's where things could get difficult. And that was Yosef's warning that the brothers should involve themselves in deep halachic discussions in Ian, which could lead them literally astray. Okay. Tosus here quotes what we have as a Medrash Rabbah. Says a different pshat. Tosus al tirgus of adarach yesh medrash al tafsiku midvar halacha. Not that you shouldn't engage in the discussion of halacha, but you shouldn't stop talking halacha. That's the Medrash Rabbah here. That Yidavka should be learning. That as our Gemara indicates, the two damid chachamim should be engaged in Devei Torah, the mission of us, that a person walking on the road shouldn't say Ma Yafa Ilan Zeh, shouldn't distract himself from Talmud Torah, should always be involved in Talmud Torah, even on the way. Now the next tells us, Eimene Devei Torah, Yesh Medrash, Sheheim Hayu Midabrim Dvar Mitalim, Mishim Hakari and Lisarif. No. Shad on that episode, two Talmid Chachamim who aren't engaged in Devei Torah, doesn't mean they're not engaged in Devei Torah and they're doing nothing. It's an obligation to be Torah, but they're talking Lashon Hara. So that is really sorry. They're talking about Dvar Mitalim. Sorry. But Stam, not talking anything, that wouldn't be a problem. So Tosa quotes two Midrashim in two different directions, either extreme. But the Gemara we have Lefanenu says that no, you shouldn't be involved, at least in Ian, when you're traveling, lest you come to get distracted and get lost or something bad happen on the way. There is a interesting, different version in the Moshe Zakenim, which is one of the collections of Bali Tosos. I forgot to bring the citation with me, but Rabbi Kasher has it here in his footnote in Torah Shlema. So there, the Lashon of the Moshe Zakenim is as follows. Altis asku bidvar halacha, lahachmir ba'atma, davar machal. Shema yirgizu aleim ushpizan, haderech, daha machil and asaniyim demai, ve'es ha'achsanya demai. I'm not exactly sure what the Kavan is. It sounds like that if you are going to specifically discuss and paskin on what food you're allowed to eat on the way, that might might create some animosity on the part of the people that you're traveling through. Because the din is that technically an achsanya is allowed to eat demai. So just like an ani is allowed to eat demai, the asanya is allowed to eat demai. So you're traveling through an inn, and the innkeeper wants to feed you demai because you're a guest, and he's allowed to do that, and it's in his interest to do so. Because what else is he going to do with the demai? It doesn't have to be mafresh maizos. It doesn't want to be mafresh maizos. So easy way out, he'll feed you demai, and you're going to come be machmir that no, you're too firm for that. You don't want to eat demai. You just want something that's properly hufresh. So that's going to lead into a fight with the innkeeper. So it's not Alter Gizu Badarach that you're going to discuss complicated halachos, Ion, and get in a fight with each other and get lost, but you're going to stop on the way at the inn, and the innkeeper is going to want to feed you demai, and you're going to protest, and that's going to lead to a fight or a discomfort with the innkeeper. Okay, interesting. So let's go back to the Gemara Lefanenu, the Alter Gizu Badarach, at least not involving yourself in discussion of
Ian. That could be what Yosef was talking about.
That could be what he was talking about?
That could not be.
That could not be what he was talking about.
There's no Meister, right?
Right.
The triumphs of Sankri. That's not what Yosef was saying.
Correct. Okay. So the Agur Aryeh, the Maral, and this Perish and Rashi here is bothered by the following question. If this is such an objective concern, that you're going to get into a halachic discussion on the way and get lost, or something bad's going to happen, then why do we wait until Yosef to give this instruction? Yaakov Avin himself should have told the sons on the way down to Mitzrayim, Al Tirgizu Badarach. So what's Dafka now that Yosef is telling the brothers this? If good advice, the good advice should have been given earlier. The Maral developed some kind of an idea that, no, it's still related to the Pshuto Shemikra, that the initial impetus is that Yosef was concerned that his brothers are going to start up Kifi Pshuto Shemikra and start to cast blame about who was responsible for Mechiras Yosef. In the context of that, there's another layer of Al Tirgizu Badarach which would have contributed to that kind of a fight, but it's not independent of the other context. Al Tirgizu Badarach of Iyun and halacha isn't of as much a consequence. But there's an interesting shot that is the part that Yosef quotes from the Kedusha Slavi, which you have on the next page of the Marmor Kalmas. I saw quoted elsewhere the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz. I don't know if Shneim Ladav Echad Niskavnu, or anyway, we have it on the Kedusha Slavi in front of us. So he addresses the same kasha that Marab was bothered by. Why did Yaakov not give the same advice earlier? And essentially the Gemara's question of why was Yosef telling them not to engage in Dvar Halacha, though we know that a person is always supposed to learn. L'olam yashlish adam shenosa shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'gemara. A person always has to engage in Talmud Torah. Gemara says, how do you know how you're going to live? So you have to divide your time every day. You have to learn halacha every day. So how could Yosef have deprived his brothers from the imperative to learn halacha on a daily basis on the way back to Eretz Canaan? So the Kedusha Slavi says the following, that 2 points are necessary to explain the answer to this question. Number one, there is a Misorah that the Avos had, that Yaakov had, that as long as none of his sons die in his lifetime, then he will not be Roah Pnei Gehenna. So he had a Misorah that as long as his sons all outlive him, then everything will be fine. And number two, there was a tradition that the Avos had that the years of the lives of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together would add up to 500. Okay. So with that Akdama, the Radishiver says like this. Everyone, in principle, La'olam, Yashash Adam, Mishnah, so a person should always learn Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, but a person doesn't know how long he's going to live, so he has to divide it every day. But if, in theory, he knew how long he would live, then he could budget his time accordingly. So as long as Yaakov Avinu believed that all his children were alive, then he had Avtach that he's going to continue to live for many years to come. So then he had the luxury of dividing his time as he wanted. However, once Yaakov believed that Yosef was no longer around, then he thought that once the Avtacha that he's not going to be Rav Pnei Gehenim is no longer valid, then the Avtacha that he's going to live, the others together are going to live for 500 years, that's also no longer valid. Then Yaakov could die at any day. And then he has the imperative of learning Halacha B'chol Yom because he doesn't know how to budget his time. That's why Yaakov couldn't risk abandoning Limud Halacha on any day. And he didn't instruct his sons to abandon Limud Halacha on any day, even when they're traveling. However, Yosef knew that he was in fact alive, and therefore Yosef is aware that the Avtachos were still in place, that Yaakov Avinu was going to live until the age he was supposed to pass away at. So he knew that as far as Yaakov Avinu is concerned, that Yaakov really did have the luxury of budgeting his time differently and not having to learn Halacha B'chol Yom. So once he was aware of that, he could tell the brothers, no need to learn Halacha on your way back home. That's the Berditchever's explanation of Alter Gezuba Darach and why it was only Yosef who told him that and not Yaakov. Okay.
Does he hold on that Yosef was not surprised that Yaakov was still alive?
Don't know. Wait, does it sound like Yosef was surprised?
Doesn't it?
Is that a surprise or... confirmation. I don't know.
Are these assumptions based on the... What are these assumptions?
The assumptions... The 500-year? I don't know where that comes from.
One.
I'm sorry?
And the first one.
First one is Chazal. Where's the Chazal? That, I think, is Rashi put in summer? Rashi? So Rashi puts in summer.
Yeah, the first one
Rashi put. The 500-years, I don't know where that comes from.
Yitzchak was still alive when Yosef was sold.
Correct.
We didn't know how long. I mean, your Yitzchak was going to live.
But by this time, Yitzchak was no longer alive.
Right.
So, okay. Good.
I would say that maybe Yosef was talking from experience. He was learning on the way down to visit the brothers. And
right.
Yeah. He had the problem. So he said, okay, don't do my mistake. I'm learning too deep. He's traveling.
Okay. Good. So how is this relevant l'alacha, this Al Tirgus of Adarach? Is it relevant l'alacha? Take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Simen Kuf Yud, Sif Katan Kaf. Next page of the Marma Kamas. So he quotes the Magen Avraham, as the various halachas having to do with traveling. The Mishra writes, Yaslag Batar Baderach, three lines in Sivkat and Kaf, Uchvar Omra Mahalach Baderach Mufan Libel of Atal Mishai Ben Afsho, Avaloy Ayim Balacha Del Maasi Lidrude. Varantana said a person should learn, but he should learn Halacha / Iyun. He shouldn't be learn Halacha Biyun. Kazam Agan Avram, the Afshar, the Beyoshe Bagola, the ish acher managasusim. Let's say you're a passenger. You're just sitting in the carriage. Someone else is driving it. Shari afilu iyun. The Magen Avraham says, efshar, not behechleit, but it's possible that the concern of altar gizim adarach is only if you're at the wheel. But if you're a passenger and someone else is driving, then there's nothing to be concerned about. So that seems to make sense. If we're worried about getting distracted or getting lost, then only the person driving should be the one who we are concerned about. In the Madonei Asher booklets on the Parsha, They quote from Rav Shammai Kahas Gross, Dayan Maritzedek Nachzikei Hadas, who asked the following. So the Magen Avraham says, the Efshar, that maybe there's no problem for the passenger. Why is it only maybe? It should be Bechleit, that there's no problem for the passenger. So he suggests, no, maybe the Magen Avraham Safek is that at least be mayhem, traveling was a more difficult difficult affair. There wasn't good signage on the roads, no GPSs, and so you needed all hands on deck to figure out how to navigate. So even if the driver's driving, but the driver wasn't needed the help of the other passengers to figure out where to go. So if there's going to be a discussion among the other passengers, b'mayin balacha. And that still could be distracting to the driver. They won't be able to help the driver find his way, and they might still get lost. So that's at least why there's the possibility that the passengers should refrain from the lima bein as well. So if that's the case, b'mayim could be... Anyway, the Magen Avraham says there's a significant side that even under those circumstances, it's mutter for the passengers to be mayim. And nowadays, if you're not going to distract the driver too much, then there are probably ample grounds for that as well. And then he quotes in the Madani Asher another possibility, the Gemara Megillah Kavches, that Shmaisa Baitzi Lusa, you have to have a certain calmness, placidity of mind when you're learning. So if you're traveling, even if you're not the driver, that could be you don't have the same yishuv adas as if you're home. So then what's going to happen? You're going to be ma'ayin balacha. You may come to some erroneous halacha conclusion because you don't have the proper frame of mind while you're traveling, and you may end up being mara halacha inappropriately. So maybe even a passenger traveling shouldn't be involved in halacha lemaisa ian, because that could lead him to err in apsak. So at least that may be the tzad, that the Magen Avraham isn't 100% convinced that there's no restriction on the passengers as well. But it does seem that, generally speaking, it's not quoted Lalacha and Shulchan Aruch, that there's an Isser of, the Mishnah Berurah does reference it here for the Magen Avraham, but most likely, or more sensibly, I saw quoted B'Shem Rav Steinemann, that it's on a case-by-case basis, meaning that if you're going to learn in such a way that you're going to be distracted and you're the driver and you won't be able to see where you're going to get lost, then that's not advisable. But if you are learning in such a way that does not pose a distraction, that would be okay. You'd have to be aware of your surroundings and not drive distractedly. I saw in a sefer of Vayhi ben Sova, written by a Rav Moshe Sofer, I assume it's from the family of the Chasam Sofer, halachos of vacationing and traveling. So he quotes a maisa from the Chasam Sofer, that the Chasam Sofer is once staying at an inn together with another balabas, a well-off balabas, and the balabas is telling him that when he's home, he has a kfiyas for learning. But when he travels for business, he's so busy that he doesn't have time to learn. So the Chasam Sofer said to him, that shot in the passing in Kriyas Shema, it says that you have to learn v'shitucha b'veisacha. So when you're at home, you have to learn u'b'lechtucha b'aderech v'shitucha b'veisacha u'b'lechtucha b'aderech v'shach b'chov k'mecha. So when you're b'lechtucha b'aderech, when you're traveling and it's hard to have a kviz for learning, so minimally you have to learn v'shach b'chov k'mecha. Before you go to sleep at night, once you settle your affairs for the day, learn then. V'kamecha, when you get up in the morning, before you go out to do your business, learn then. So when you're home, it's easy. You have your regular kviyas, your regular chavrusas. When you're on the road, then minimally, you have to have your own self-imposed kviyas before you go to bed at night and when you get up in the morning. And one other pshat that Yonatan Eibishitz has, in Al Tirgazuba Derech, the pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, the Bnei Yisrael are asking permission to go through the lands, the Eivor HaYarden. So they say, Lo Navor Basada Bacharem, Bederach HaMelech Nelech. We won't go through the vineyards, through the fields. We'll just go Bederach HaMelech. We won't bother anyone. So Yonasan Eibishitz writes in Tiferes Yonasan that the din of Al Tirgus of Aderech doesn't apply when you're going on the main roads. When you're traveling on the main highway, you're not worried about getting lost because it's clear where you're going. It's a Derech HaMelech. There are no distractions. So there's no issue of being engaged in Talmud Torah when you're going with Derech HaMelech. So Klai Yisrael is saying, we're definitely going to go in the Derech HaMelech on the main highway. If we're on the main highway, then there's no Isser of Talmud Torah, there's no Isser of Ian. And then we'll have this discuss of Talmud Torah, then no one's going to be able to fight with us or to cause any trouble. Okay. Let's move on to the second halacha that Rashi quotes, the next line of the Gemara in Tanis. Go back there. The Gemara then says, "V'masnisa tana," second pshat in the pasuk, "al tafsiu psiu gasa." You shouldn't take large steps. Damar mar psiu gasa notalis echa mechamesh meyos bimor eino shaladam. That if a person takes large steps, that diminishes his eyesight by 1/500. So some are bothered. On the one hand, you have this Gemara here in Tanis. Take a look at the few pages later. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yagilam Ibeiz. The beginning of the long lines. Kedabai Minei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Ma'u Lefsob Siya Gath B'Shabbos. Are you allowed to take large steps on Shabbos? You're allowed to do that during the week. You get it back during Kiddush. We'll get to that. So the Gemara asks the question, are you allowed to take large steps in Shabbos? Sounds like an Uvdin Dechol problem, maybe. The Gemara says, why are you asking about Shabbos? You're not even allowed to take large steps during the week. Okay. Now look at the next Gemara, Brachos Vav Amud Beis. Towards the end of the short lines, the two dots, Amrib Chelbo Amrib Huna, Hayos Beis Knesses Al Yafsi Yafsi Agasa. Person leaves Shul, he shouldn't take large steps. So one second, he asks the Pnei Yeshua. We just say you should never take large steps. Not in Shabbos, not during the week. So what's the chiddush here that when you're leaving shul, you shouldn't take large steps? So ask the Pnei Yeshua here at Brachos Davav on the Beis. So he says that no, the Gemara in Brachos is talking about even the Dvar Mitzvah. So in general, you shouldn't take large steps. But if you're going to Dvar Mitzvah, then it's mutter, and we're not concerned about losing your eyesight. But even Lidvar Mitzvah, when you're leaving Shul, that's inappropriate. So Psiya Gasa would be inappropriate when you're leaving Shul, even if you're leaving Lidvar Mitzvah. Let's take a look at this. It's a quote in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. Simen Shin Aleph, Sif Aleph. A laris b'Shabbos elim kainu l'dvar mitzvah. You shouldn't run on Shabbos unless you're running the dvar mitzvah. You go on the basic nesek chayotzei bo. The Mishnah Berurah explains sifkat and aleph. That's a violation of the chibadato shaloi hi lucha b'Shabbos gilucha b'chol. You shouldn't walk on Shabbos the way you walk during the week. Okay. And then sif beis. Vachrim amitzangim mikfitzasam rutzasam. So, boys who enjoy jumping and running around, mutter, ona Shabbos, v'chein lira, it's called over Shabbos Angaba. Fine. So go back to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. V'yaf b'chol, ain't lov sol psia gas. So what's this doing in Hilchos Shabbos? You shouldn't run on Shabbos. You should never run. You know, tell us, achem b'chamesh mezim or enav. El de b'Shabbos, ikanami yisur, mishum asas drachacha. So no, in a chanami, the Gemara said, "On Kuf Yigel on Shabbos, not during the week, not on Shabbos." But there's a difference. And during the week, it's sakano, or it's bad for your eyesight. And Shabbos is an additional layer that it's a violation of me'asos drachacha v'chibadata. You're saying that running is might be better than Psiyagasa?
I just thought they were different. Obviously, Mishnah says the same thing, but I just thought Psiyagasa was walking in a way that's fast.
I know that's not how the Mechaber assumes either, because the Mechaber is basing himself on that same Gemara and Shabbos. The Nosa Kalem, I'm sorry? Well, that is what a psiyagasa is. A psiyagasa, look at Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, is the more than your regular span.
Also, the Sol Yosef
Mi Ame psiyachas and Meshelo. Is that something else, or that's just a? Clarification that when the Mechaber says Ein Larvis v'Shabbos, it doesn't just mean running literally; it means any larger step than your normal step. I don't think that's a machlokas. So there may be a clarification.
Can't the Gemara just mean on your travel, as opposed to generally?
You might have read the Gemara in Tanis that way, but the Gemara in Shabbos, there's no indication that's
Shabbos,
the case.
But I'm saying what the Mishabur is bothered by, it's not, you can never do it. Why can't you just learn Shabbos? You're not allowed to do it even for a short period of time. And the issue of losing eyesight is if it's over a long period of time when you're traveling.
You don't get that impression from the Gemara in Shabbos. If you want to say the Gemara in Tanis is in the context of traveling, okay, but that's the Gemara in Shabbos is not in that context. I don't know. Yeah. So the Matzah Sashakel here on this... In the beginning of Shin Aleph, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah here is working off the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham points out you can't run during, you can't take large steps during the week either. The Matzah Zashachal goes to the Marasha, the Gemara and the Shabbos over there, who asks the same question, what's the difference between Shabbos and Chol? And he says, along the lines of what we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, slightly different formulation, that Bachol is no Isser, they're just Hezek. It's going to be danger for you. There's no Isser, Shabbos is an Isser. Or, Inami Basuma, that if a person's blind, so during the week, we're not worried about losing his eyesight, it's ready for falling. But on Shabbos, so then there's still an Isser of Psiyagasa. And the Tosus there, we don't have time to read inside, but Tosus on the side of the Gemara in Tanis is bothered with the mathematics. If you're going to lose 1/500th of your eyesight, every time you take large steps, after 500 times, then you're blind. Okay. Clearly, that's not the case. I'm sorry?
1/500 of what's left.
So that's one shot. Or Psiya Rishona is no Telus Tvei, because Kolas Kolas Koshos, but it doesn't really work out in absolute mathematical terms. But bottom line, the poskim seem to assume that there isn't an absolute Isser Bachol of Psiyagasa, even though it may be bad for your eyesight, especially if you're going to gain it back when you look at the candles or at the wine or both during Kiddush. And that's what the Rama quotes in Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Kiddush, that a person should look at the wine based on Maril, look at the wine and the Kiddush during Vayichulu and the Bracha on Kiddush respectively. And that restores your lost eyesight from the week.
Yeah. I just noticed the Baal Tur says the Gematria of Al Tur Yilubadarach is Al Tav Sip Sirigasa.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. The Maril says in Menhage Maril that the reason that looking at the Shabbos candles restores your eyesight is because the eyesight is 1/500th. And there, times 2 in Gematria is 500.
Wait, you're supposed to look at the Yayin or the
Ner? You're supposed to, well, the Ramah has both.
Oh. I think
That's what the Rama says, right? The Neir is doing Vayichulu and the Yayin during the Bracha. The Yayin is a different issue of Kavana for Bracha Hagafen.
The Yayin you're supposed to look at in Hagafen or for the next Bracha too?
I think sounds like for Hagafen. Maybe the next Bracha too. It sounds like for Hagafen. And then the Rashi there, Rashi of the Gemara, says that Yudhisha Beishimshi is that you're, it's the drinking of the wine, not the looking at it. But that's not how they're meant.
That's just excellent.
No, it's like you're
bad for
example. Okay, sure.
Great. Great. Did you hear by the Havdalah candle? Or just by the near Shabbos?
Gotta get your WhatsApp.
What about that Dalakan?
Did you ever hear that by the Dalakan?